This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use your leadership voice to onboard a new team member without overwhelming or underwhelming them. The calibrated approach that makes new hires feel grounded, not lost. In short, your leadership voice during onboarding sets the temperature of the entire relationship. Pitch it too high and the new hire drowns. Pitch it too low and they drift. The goal is calibrated communication, enough direction to feel grounded, enough space to feel trusted. A clear sequence of 5 steps takes you from the first conversation to the end of week 2. The checklist at the end gives you something you can use before your next onboarding conversation starts. Definition: leadership voice onboarding is the intentional use of tone, pacing, and directness to guide a new team member through their earliest weeks. It balances the authority a new hire needs for clarity with the openness they need to ask honest questions and build genuine trust. Why getting this right is harder than it sounds. I watched a good manager lose a promising new hire in the first month, and the hire never said a word about why she was already disengaging. The manager had been thorough, prepared, and genuinely enthusiastic. He had a full onboarding schedule, a detailed welcome pack, and back-to-back meetings lined up for the first 3 days. She sat through all of it with a polite smile and handed in her notice at week 6. The problem was not effort. The problem was that his leadership voice in those early conversations carried no room for her. Every sentence was declarative. Every meeting was dense with context she had no frame for yet. She told me months later that she had felt like a passenger on a train she had not chosen to board. The opposite failure is quieter, but just as costly. Some leaders back off entirely in the first weeks, not wanting to overwhelm anyone. They give the new hire a desk, a login, and the assurance that the door is always open. That door might as well be a wall. A new hire, without a clear signal from their leader, spends their first weeks reading every silence as a judgment. Onboarding new employees remotely with clear communication addresses some of what changes when a new hire is not in the same room. But the core challenge, calibrating your leadership voice so someone feels neither flooded nor forgotten, is the same regardless of location. What needs to be true before you begin? You cannot calibrate your voice in a first conversation if you have not prepared what that conversation is actually for. Most onboarding failures I have seen began before the new hire walked through the door, because the leader had not decided what they were trying to communicate in week 1, as distinct from week 4. Before any onboarding conversation, you need 3 things settled in your own mind. First, know the difference between what the new hire must understand immediately, what can wait, and what they will learn best through doing rather than being told. Second, know roughly what kind of communicator you're dealing with. Did they ask sharp questions in the interview, or did they listen carefully and speak only when certain? Third, commit to pacing information over time rather than front-loading it all, because it makes you feel thorough. These are not personality assessments. They are preparation habits. A carpenter measures twice before cutting. You think clearly before speaking. The 5-step process for calibrated leadership voice. Step 1. Frame the relationship before framing the role. Your first real conversation with a new hire should not open with a description of their responsibilities. It should open with a clear, brief statement of how you intend to work with them. This single move changes everything that follows. Say something like, "Before I walk you through anything specific, I want you to know how I work. I will give you clear direction when you need it. I will also give you room to figure things out. If you are ever unsure which mode we are in, ask me directly, and I will tell you." That is not a speech. It takes 40 seconds. But it does something critical. It gives the new hire a framework for interpreting your behavior over the coming weeks, rather than leaving them to guess. How leaders foster a culture of team synergy makes clear that this kind of relationship framing is the route from which real team connection grows. Step 2. Speak in layers, not lectures. The most common tone mistake leaders make with new hires is delivering information in one large and broken stream. They know the context, so they provide all of it. The new hire has none of the context, so they absorb almost none of it. Speak in layers. Give one piece of information, then pause, then ask. What questions does that raise for you? If none come, add the next layer. If questions come, answer them fully before moving on. This rhythm does 2 things. It keeps the new hire actively engaged rather than passively receiving, and it gives you real-time feedback on how much they're absorbing. A practical script for this. Here is the most important thing to understand about how this team works. One clear sentence. Does that match what you were expecting? Or is something there surprising? Adjust your next sentence based on the answer, not based on what you had planned to say next. Step 3. Name the norms out loud. New hires spend enormous energy trying to decode unspoken rules. What does it mean when the leader is brief in a message? Is that efficiency or displeasure? Do people here ask for help freely or is that seen as weakness? Is disagreement welcome in meetings or managed privately? You know the answers. Say them, not in a long document, but out loud, in plain language, early. This is one of the most direct applications of leadership voice, using your authority not to instruct, but to lower the cost of uncertainty for someone who's none of your history. A brief example. One thing I want you to know early. If I disagree with something you say, I will say so directly and respectfully in the moment. That is not a warning sign. It is how I work with people I take seriously. That single statement can save weeks of anxious decoding. The SBI method for giving feedback is worth building into your norms conversation from the beginning, so the new hire understands the feedback language the team uses before they receive any. Step 4. Calibrate your check-ins by signal, not by schedule. Most leaders set a fixed check-in schedule and stick to it regardless of how the new hire is actually doing. That rigidity is a form of inattention. In the first 2 weeks, a brief daily conversation of 5 to 10 minutes tells you far more than a structured weekly review. The purpose of these early check-ins is not to assess progress. It is to read the person. Is their confidence growing or contracting? Are their questions becoming more specific, which signals good absorption, or more vague, which signals they are lost and covering it? Are they starting to bring observations, or only responding to yours? What you hear shapes how you speak in the next conversation. If confidence is contracting, your tone needs more warmth and fewer demands. If they are progressing well, you can introduce complexity earlier than planned. The role of communication in meeting success is a useful companion here. The early check-in is a form of small meeting, and the same communication disciplines apply. Step 5. Give honest feedback before the first formal review. Do not wait for a scheduled review point to tell a new hire how they are doing. The silence between their start date and their first formal review is often interpreted as either perfect or ominous. Neither serves them. In the first 2 weeks, give at least one piece of specific, direct, constructive feedback. Not because something has gone wrong, but because it signals that your feedback is normal, proportionate, and safe to receive. If everything is genuinely going well, say so specifically. The way you handled that question in the team meeting was exactly right. Clear, brief, honest. Specific positive feedback early on does more for a new hire's confidence than any amount of general encouragement. Why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth gives you the deeper framework for why this matters beyond onboarding. Adjusting your approach for remote onboarding. When a new hire is working remotely, your leadership voice loses some of its natural transmission. The warmth in your posture, the nod of acknowledgement during a conversation, the casual remark as you pass in a corridor, all of that is gone. What remains is what you say, and how you say it on the screen or in written messages. This means you must be more deliberate about tone in written communication than you would be in person. A short reply that reads as efficient in a face-to-face relationship reads as cold when it arrives as a Slack message to someone who has never met you in person. Add one sentence of context or warmth to messages you would otherwise leave brief. Remote new hires also need more explicit framing of informal moments. Schedule a virtual coffee in week 1 with no agenda. Name it that way. This is not a work conversation. I want to hear a bit about you. The explicit permission to be informal matters more when the medium is formal by default. Onboarding new employees remotely with clear communication goes deeper into the structural communication practices that support this. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where leaders go wrong in the first 2 weeks. These are the patterns I have seen most often. Each one has a clear correction. The mistake: talking through discomfort instead of acknowledging it. Why it happens. Leaders mistake reassurance through information for actual reassurance. They fill silence with content. What to do instead? Name the discomfort directly. The first 2 weeks in a new role are strange for almost everyone. You are not behind. The mistake, treating the new hire as an extension of the previous person in the role. Why it happens. Leaders unconsciously compare onboarding conversations to past ones that worked. What to do instead? Ask early what kind of support the new hire finds most useful. Adjust to their answer, not your habit. The mistake, withholding honest feedback until a formal review point. Why it happens. Leaders want to give the new hire time to settle before introducing evaluation. What to do instead? Give small, specific feedback early and frame it as normal. It builds trust faster than silence does. The mistake, using a voice that sounds like leadership but carries no warmth. Why it happens. Some leaders conflate authority with formality, particularly with someone new. What to do instead? Ask one genuine personal question per conversation. Connection does not undermine authority. It earns it. The strong method for building synergy through conversation is a useful check here. It builds connection and clarity into the same conversation, which is precisely what onboarding requires. And if tension surfaces in early team interactions involving the new hire, the approach outlined in How to De-escalate Arguments During Meetings will give you the tools to manage that without it defining the new hire's early experience. Your pre-conversation onboarding checklist. Use this before every significant onboarding conversation in the first 2 weeks. It takes under 2 minutes to run through. Number one, have I decided what this conversation is for? State it in one sentence before it begins. Number two, do I know the one or two most important things the new hire needs to leave this conversation understanding? Number three, have I prepared at least one open question that invites their perspective, not just their comprehension? Number four, am I planning to listen for at least half of the conversation, not just speak? Number five, is there a norm, expectation, or team behavior I should name out loud that they would otherwise have to guess? Number six, if this is a check-in, what specific signal am I watching for that tells me whether my approach needs to adjust? Number seven, have I planned to give one piece of specific, direct feedback, positive or constructive, before this conversation ends? This checklist is not a script. It is a preparation habit. It takes the things experienced leaders do instinctively and makes them conscious enough to practice. The conversation that sets everything else in motion. Here is the truth of it. The new hire you are onboarding is already forming conclusions about your leadership in the very first exchange. Not from your credentials, not from your title, from your tone, from whether you make space for them or fill all of it yourself, from whether your words match your presence. Leadership voice onboarding is not a set of techniques applied once and forgotten. It is a practice you turn to every conversation in those early weeks, adjusting your tone, your pacing, and your directness based on what the person in front of you actually needs. The leaders I have seen do this well all share one habit. They finish their onboarding conversations with a question, not a summary. What do you need from me that you haven't gotten yet is worth more than any welcome pack ever written. That question, asked and genuinely answered, is where leadership voice onboarding earns its keep. Frequently asked questions. What is leadership voice onboarding? Leadership voice onboarding is the deliberate use of tone, pacing, and directness to guide a new team member through their first weeks without flooding them with information or leaving them without clear direction. It is a communication practice, not a personality trait. How do you calibrate your leadership voice for a new hire? Start by listening more than you speak in early conversations. Match your tone to the new hire signals. Adjust the amount of information you give based on their responses, and use plain, direct language to set expectations before confusion takes root. Why does leadership voice matter during onboarding? The tone a leader uses in the first 2 weeks shapes whether a new hire feels safe enough to ask questions and admit uncertainty. A leadership voice that is too dominant shuts people down. One that is too passive leaves people without the anchor they need. What does overwhelming a new hire actually look like? Overwhelming a new hire means giving too much information too fast, holding too many formal meetings in the first week, and not leaving space for the new person to absorb or respond. The new hire nods along, but retains very little, and is afraid to say so. How often should a leader check in with a new team member? In the first 2 weeks, a brief daily check-in of 5 to 10 minutes builds far more trust than a weekly formal review. After that, move to every other day, then weekly. The rhythm matters more than the length of the conversation. Can leadership voice onboarding work for remote teams? Yes, but it requires more intentional effort. Remote new hires cannot read the room or absorb ambient cues from an office. Leaders must be more explicit about tone, more consistent with check-in timing, and more deliberate about creating informal moments that build connection. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.